If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Introducing a new online workshop. It's called Nurture Imagination in a Waldorf-inspired Outdoor Classroom. It's a one-hour workshop, which is being offered live to our Circle members on March 21st. For non-Circle members, you may listen to the recording on March 22nd. And a little bit more about that after I read the description. So the description is, do you ever wonder what Waldorf education is all about and how you could incorporate this philosophy of education into your outdoor classroom? Waldorf schools emphasize cultivating children's emotional life and imagination. Waldorf educators believe that in order for children to connect more deeply with any subject matter, all subjects are presented through artistic work that includes storytelling, visual arts, drama, movement, music, and crafts. In this workshop, we explore how these materials nurture the imagination. We will also highlight a variety of Waldorf outdoor classrooms to discover how to incorporate these methods into your outdoor classroom. So here is the deal. If you are a Circle member, this workshop is actually a part of your membership. You do not have to pay additional costs. If you would like to become a Circle member, you can purchase our membership for $27 a month, and you get access to not only this workshop live, you get to participate live, and the upcoming Exploring Nature in Spring Masterclass. That's all included for the $27 a month, or you can pay for the whole year. If you do not want to be a member, which is totally fine, you can access this workshop for $37. We will get the workshop recording. You will not have access to the Exploring Nature in Spring Masterclass. You just get access to the workshops. So this decision's yours. The information, the link will be in the show notes, and we would love to have you on March 21st. If you have any questions regarding this workshop or the upcoming masterclass, please email me at victoria@outdoor-classrooms.com, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you have. In this mini episode, we're going to be talking about 7 tips to harvest a connection to the natural world in your outdoor classroom. So it is equinox times. The spring equinox is here. This is when the Earth's axis and its orbit line up so that both hemispheres get an equal amount of sunlight. It's amazing. So this year, the alignment happens on March 19th at 11:06 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So I want to just share a little bit that the word equinox comes from 2 Latin words meaning equal and night. So that means in each of the hemispheres, there's an equal amount of sunlight, which is pretty amazing. So what happens to us this in the spring, when the spring equinox happens, what happens to us energetically? So this is a time when the dormant energies of the winter and of the earth, they awaken. This is a time of awakening, mirroring our own potential for transformation. So let's apply that to our outdoor classroom. classrooms. So the vernal equinox stands for the beacon of balance and harmony, inviting us to reflect, reset, and rekindle our inner light. So how can we apply that to our outdoor classrooms and our children outdoors, their connection to nature? So my big question today is, are we doing enough in our outdoor classrooms to harvest connection to the natural world? In this mini episode, we're going to be discussing 7 tips for connecting children with nature in your outdoor classroom. Are you ready? Here we go. So number one is to really begin to start with curiosity. This is the first step to active learning. So what I want you to ask yourself as an educator, what am I curious about in nature? What are the kids curious about in nature? How could we share our curiosity together? Curiosity and wonder is fabulous. It's a fabulous tool to bring into our teaching and learning of children, with children, and about children. So curiosity, asking curiosity questions is a big question that I ask, and to really harness that at this point in time during this spring equinox. So with that, number two is to observe children. Really take a step back, take a step back, take another step back. Don't play on top of children. Allow them to explore the world in their own time and they will find their way. When children are dependent upon adults, they're not able to explore the world in their own time. So that will harness their independence and their activity. So what are they doing? What are they curious about? So we want to observe them. Number three is context. This is the key, which means providing a good space for children to play outdoors. We talk a lot about this at outdoorclassrooms.com, and we talk a lot about the framework, which is the 4 types of gardens. And this is the context. This is the framework in which we are talking about our outdoor spaces, not only designing our outdoor spaces in 4 different types of gardens, but also creating curriculum within the 4 types of gardens. So that is the context. It's the means of providing this great space for children and their play outdoors. Number 4 is to have a plan. So we want to have a plan, but we want to at the same time throw away the agenda, if there's such a thing. So we want to have a framework. We want to have we want to imagine what we want children and their families to feel when they come into our outdoor spaces. But there's oftentimes I will have a plan. I will think my whatever I'm bringing to the table and sharing the children is going to be so terrific, but I'm always amazed that they would rather do something completely different and to take it even further than I ever imagined it could possibly be. So the children's imaginations need to be nurtured. They need to be free, and they need to have the freedom to explore wherever their imaginations take them, not necessarily following the agenda that we have created for them. So it's important to have a plan. It's important to have backup plans in case that first plan didn't necessarily work. But it's also important to be able to throw out all the plans that you had and allow to be led by the children. So number 5 is to harvest the memories. I love doing this by standing back and taking pictures. I love to think about what my own childhood was like. I like to not necessarily draw inside the lines. Again, today we were planting peas and it was a little messy. It was a little like, where did I plant that other pea? And we had bulbs growing at the same time. And I just sort of looked up at parents that were looking at me and I said, you know, this is a children's garden. And that's the beauty of it, is that it's going to be a mess. So sort of bless the mess and harvest the memories is what I like to say. So number 6 is to connect with yourself first. So we can't necessarily introduce a connection to nature to children if we aren't connecting with nature first. During this spring equinox, this is a really wonderful time to do that, where we can take our own walks, where we can spend time in nature, where we can observe nature. It's a wonderful time to have our own transformation. What do we want to be getting out of the garden this year? What are our goals in our outdoor spaces? Our own personal goals. It doesn't always have to be circled around the children. Once we do that, the children will follow. They'll see us doing and seeing and observing our own connection to nature, and they too will follow us. So number 7, last but not least, is to keep it fun. I feel like that's the big icing on the cake, strawberry on top, which makes it all worthwhile. It's to let go of everything and enjoy and keep it fun. So I invite you during this spring equinox to find that balance and harmony in your outdoor classroom, inviting not only yourself, but the children that you are with to reflect, to reset, and to rekindle that inner light that will lead us into the next spring season. That's all I have for you today for our mini episode. Thank you for joining us here at the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with anybody who you think would enjoy it and follow us on Instagram. We'd love to continue the conversation. If you want to continue the conversation even deeper, please join us in the Circle community. The purpose of the Circle is to support, guide, and push you as you continually grow and sustain your outdoor classroom by providing the tools to help you set the right goals, then actually follow through in achieving those goals with the support of our amazing community. Each month, 24/7, you get guidance and support from myself. You get to begin your journey with our new member roadmap. You get access to our outdoor teaching bootcamp. You get to interact and learn from guest experts who are on our podcast. They come into our membership and join us to continue the conversation. You get to connect and collaborate during 2 live sessions a month. You get access to all our online workshops and masterclasses. You get to dig deeper with our membership missions each month, and you get to become an ambassador of joy for children. I hope you can join us. You get all of this. You get to become a member of our family at Outdoor Classroom. So I hope you can join us. I will share the link in the show notes, and we'll see you later. Come join us.